Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Trumos. Today we're going to be learning parak Ches Mishnah Beis and parak Ches Mishnah Gimel. In the previous Mishnah, parak Ches Mishnah Alf, the Mishnah gave us three cases where a person ate Truma, thinking that it was behet, or thinking that it was allowed, and then realized after it was already in his or her mouth that it was not permitted for him or her to eat the Truma. The first case discussed in the Mishnah was regarding a woman who found out after she ate the Truma that her husband, who was a Kohen, died, or that her husband, who was a Kohen, divorced him, and therefore she's no longer allowed to eat Truma. The second case was a case where an Eved, a slave, realized after he already ate the Truma that his master either sold him or gave him as a gift to someone or freed him and so on, and because he's no longer a slave as well, he's not allowed to eat the Truma of his master, the Kohen. And the third case was regarding a Kohen who didn't realize once he ate the Truma that he was really a Chalal, that he was someone who was disqualified from eating a Truma because of the relationship between his father, who was a Kohen, and a woman who was either a Grush or a Chalutza, someone who was either a divorcee or someone who had Chalitza done to her. That type of relationship isn't allowed, and he's the product of that relationship, which means that he's also not allowed to eat Truma. So our Mishnah now, Parak Ches Mishnah Beis, is going to be continuing our discussion regarding at least two of these cases. Says the Mishnah, Vikulam, and regarding all of these cases, but as the Bartanura points out, it's really referring to the first two cases. So the case number one of the woman who realized after she put it in her mouth that her husband divorced her, and so on. And the second case of the Eved, of the slave, who realized that after he put the Truma in his mouth that he unfortunately was freed and therefore wasn't allowed to eat the Truma. So says the Mishnah, V'kulam shayis a Truma b'soch p'im. In all of these cases, if the Truma is in his mouth, and once the Truma is in his mouth, he realized that at that point he became widowed or divorced or the slave was free, but when he initially put it in his mouth, she was married or he was a slave. So the question is, what should he do now when he put the Truma in his or her mouth? The Truma was being eaten beheter in a permissible way, but only now he has to decide, should I swallow it or not? Because at this point in time, he's not a slave and she's not married to a Kohen. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer, Omer, Rabbi Lezer says, Yivlu'u, he can swallow or she can swallow the Truma, because according to Rabbi Lezer, the point of eating and the definition of eating is once you chew it and put it in your mouth, and therefore because that was done, beheta, because that was done when he was still a slave, when she was still married, therefore he's allowed that, she's allowed to swallow the Truma at that particular point. Rabbi Yehoshua, Omer, Rabbi Yehoshua says, no, Yiflatu, you got to throw it up, you got to get rid of it, you got to take it out of your mouth, because according to Rabbi Yehoshua, and this is how he paskins, says the Bartanura, that Yiflatu, that according to him, the definition of eating is when it is swallowed, and because at this particular point in time he's a free man, he's not belonging to the Kohen, and she's no longer married to a Kohen, therefore at this time he has to throw it up, she has to throw it up, and she's not allowed to swallow the Truma in his or her mouth. Says the Mishnah, Amru lo, if they say to him, to this Kohen, or to this person who's eating the Truma, Nitmesa, that you just became Tameh, once it was in your mouth, you just became Tameh, you came into contact with them that made you impure, or the Nitmes, Truma, once it was already in your mouth, the Truma became Tameh, and no one's allowed to eat Truma. So says the Mishnah, what should he do? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, the same Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer says, Yivla, once again, you can swallow it, because when you put it in your mouth, you weren't Tameh, the Truma wasn't Tameh as well, and therefore you're allowed to swallow it, because according to Rabbi Eliezer, you ate it, you chewed it, beheter, in a permissible way, and therefore you are allowed to swallow it. For Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, Yivla, you gotta throw it up, because according to him, Achila is defined by swallowing it, not chewing it. And because at this point in time, your tummy or the truma's tummy, you're not allowed to swallow it, you're not allowed to consume it, because it is not allowed to be eaten, or you're not allowed to eat it. So the same machlokas exists when it comes to him being tummy or the truma being tummy, as existed when it came to a woman or a man who realized as he was eating it, and as he put it in his mouth, that he became free, his master freed him, or in the case of the woman, where her husband divorced her or he passed away. Continues the Mishnah. Tamei ha'yisa u'temeya ha'yisa truma. If he finds out, oh my gosh, you were tamei already before you put it in your mouth, or u'temeya ha'yisa truma, or the truma already was tamei before you put it in your mouth, oh no dashahu tevel, or he finds out that it was tevel, that truma wasn't even taken from it, u'maiserishon shalonitla trumaser, it was maiserishon that was given to a levi, but the trumas maiser wasn't separated from it yet, u'maiser sheni v'hektesh shalonitla, or it's Meiser Sheni, or Hektish that wasn't redeemed. Meiser Sheni can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, and you're not in Yerushalayim, so you're not allowed to eat it. Or Hektish, it can, belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. You can't eat it unless it's redeemed. But in this case, Shalom Niftu, it wasn't redeemed, neither the Meiser Sheni or the Hektish. O says the Mishnah, the last case, Osha Toam, Tam Pishpesh Lesoch Piv, or as the Kohen's eating the Truma, he tastes this disgusting bedbug that's in his mouth. Here too as well, Hareza Yiflot, in all of these cases, he should be throwing it out, he should be taking it out of his mouth, he should not be swallowing it. In the first group of cases, that's because the whole time, the second he put it in his mouth, it was not allowed to be eaten, and therefore the whole chewing, everything was done in a prohibited way, and therefore immediately you got to get rid of it, immediately you got to take it out of your mouth. The last case discussed of this bed bug is meant to teach us that a Kohen, even though normally isn't allowed to waste truma, there's an Isser like we learned before about Hefzid truma, about losing and wasting truma, but a Kohen also isn't obligated to eat truma if it's going to be disgusting to him. So here too, he should get rid of it, it's disgusting taste, as the Bartanura points out, and therefore he should take it out of his mouth at this time. Okay, now we're continuing with Parakhas, Mishnah Gimel. The halacha is when it comes to truma, that when you're picking truma, when you're picking rather produce and crops in a field, you're allowed to casually snack on it in the field, in the courtyard, and so on, in the way where you're picking it, before you bring it into your chatzer, before you bring it into your yard, and before you bring it into your house. Once you bring it into your yard or your house, then that's when the obligation of truma sets in, and then if you eat it, it's considered to be tevel, which you're not allowed to do until you separate the trumos and the maestros. The halacha also is that you're not allowed to eat any of these types of produce that you pick in the field on Shabbos. If you haven't separated truma yet, you got to wait until after Shabbos to eat it, or you got to separate trumas and maestros before Shabbos in order to eat them on Shabbos. So with that background in mind, we're going to continue with Perek Chas, Mishnah Gimel. Says the Mishnah, Haya ochel be'eshkol v'nichnas min hagina l'chatzer. A person started eating a cluster of grapes in the field like he was allowed to. You're snacking on a few grapes here and there, totally fine. But then v'nichnas min hagina l'chatzer, but then he leaves the field and he goes from the garden, from the yard, and he goes into his courtyard, where now there is an obligation of truma that set in. So the question is, can he continue what he already started? He started eating it. Can he continue eating what he already started in the yard? Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Rabbi Eliezer says, Yigmor, he absolutely can finish it. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Rabbi Yeshua says, Lo Yigmor. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees and says, no, that you're not allowed to finish it, because once there's the obligation of truma, you got to separate the truma, even if you started it already when you're in the field. Similar case, Chashcha Leile Shabbos, if it starts to get dark and all of a sudden it's Friday night and Shabbos has begun, the question is, you already started eating the cluster from before, can you continue it on Shabbos or not? Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Rabbi Eliezer says, Yigmor, you absolutely can finish it. You started the cluster before Shabbos, you can continue and finish it on Shabbos as well. Rabbi Yehoshua, Omer Lo Yigmor, but Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you're not allowed to finish it once Shabbos begins. Now, what's interesting is that this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Eliezer in this Mishnah is the opposite of their opinions in the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, the opinion was, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that you're allowed to continue to eat it and to swallow it. If you're a Kohen, if you're a woman who got divorced, if you're a slave who became free, you're allowed to continue to eat it. According to Rabbi Yehoshua, you got to spit it out right away. The opposite seems to be the opinions here in this Mishnah, where Rabbi Eliezer says you got to finish it now, you can't continue, and Rabbi Yeshua says that you may continue eating. So that's why some of the Mefarshim actually switch the opinions in our Mishnah, have a different girsa, different language of our Mishnah regarding the opinions of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, in order to make it more in line with the previous Mishnah. Quick review. Parakhas Mishnah Beis discussed the case where a person realizes that either if he's a slave, that he became free while the truma was in his mouth, or a woman got divorced, or her husband died while the truma was in her mouth. And we said a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer said that you can swallow it. Rabbi Yeshua said that you must spit it up. And then the question was, what if you find out that you became tummy while it was in your mouth, and the truma became tummy while it was in his mouth? Same machlokas exists. Rabbi Eliezer says, spit it, you may swallow it. For Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, and Rabbi Yeshua says, you gotta spit it out. You cannot swallow it at all. And then the Mishnah concluded with a whole slew of cases where a person ate something that was already usher, didn't become usher in his mouth, didn't become prohibited in his mouth, but it was prohibited even before it entered his mouth, even before he started chewing it, whether he was tamei or the truma was tamei, or it was tevel, or it was meiser rishon, where they didn't take trumas meiser yet, it was meiser sheni or heklis that weren't redeemed, or there was some sort of a bed bug, a taste in it that was kind of disgusting. In all of these cases, the Mishnah said both Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer agree that you would have to throw it out, spit it up, you would not be able to consume such produce. And then Parakhas Mishnah Gimel had a machlokas regarding a case where a person began snacking on a cluster of grapes before bringing it into the house, which you're allowed to do. Before you bring it into the house, you're allowed to snack on it before separating chumos and miseros. But the question is, what if he starts it already in the field? Can he continue it in his home? Or can he, if he starts before Shabbos, can he continue in his home on Shabbos? And it was a machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer said in both cases, he may finish. Rabbi Yeshua said in both cases, he may not finish, because at that point, he is in his home. At that point, Shabbos began, and therefore he can't finish the produce. Have a great day.